Roswell, New Mexico studio of Elmer Schooley, adjacent to his home. This is Sharon Udall conducting an oral history interview for the Archives of American Art. We are seated directly in front of a painting that you're working on right at the moment, Mr. Schooley. You were working on it when I walked in the door. Tell me about this painting, how it began and what you're up to.
This sort of thing is very intimidating because through my life I've attempted to avoid thinking of myself as an important person. And when someone comes from Santa Fe to hear what you have to say, it begins to make you think you are pretending to be an important person to an importance that probably you don't possess. So let's keep it as informal as possible.
Fine.
I'm called Skinny by practically everybody. I always feel kind of put down when someone calls me Elmer, I suppose because I was always Skinny to my parents, and when I was Elmer, I'd done something wrong. I'm Mr. Schooley to practically no one. So let's keep it friendly,
great,
even if we aren't friendly. Well, I've been painting in the direction of this painting for approximately 12 or 13 years. I could look it up. As Casey Stengel used to say, you could look it up. How I arrived at the beginning of this attitude is probably another story. But this one is really a continuation of a number of other paintings. I started this one a year ago in August. I've been working on some sunflowers that you can see when you go down to the museum this afternoon. They're there. That was the first painting I started when we moved to Roswell 6 years ago. Ironically, I wanted to do something I felt at home with. I brought the idea with me from Montezuma. I'd done two smaller sunflower paintings previous to that, and I wanted to try one on this scale and see what it was like. So I wanted to have an easy success when I came here to kind of move into the new situation.
Right.
After all those years of teaching, I felt like an imposter coming down here on the painting grant, and I wanted to kind of sneak in the back door if I could instead of coming right up to the front. And I worked on it during that fall, probably 2 or 3 months, and again I have all this recorded, and I just couldn't make the darn thing gel. So I went on with other paintings, and when we moved over here, brought it along, and I scraped most of the top layer off and repainted it about 3 years ago. And then a year ago in August, 82 that is, I started back in on that painting, repainting it entirely. I should have just started a new canvas, I suppose. But I'm too stingy to do that because those canvas have got about $100 in them by the time they're all
stretched. What's the dimension that you're working with?
This one's 80 by 90.
Mm-hmm.
That one was 84 by 90 for a size I used to paint in, and I modified it this way because the 84 by 94 won't go through a doorway.
Ah.
In the 6 foot 8 inch doorway, diagonally, this will slide through.
Ah.
The 80 by 90, you have to take the door off, and the screen door off, and the threshold off, and sometimes the moldings to get it to slide through. I hated to compromise, but finally I did and went down
to that extent.
80 by 90. So, a year ago, this August, then I realized that I'd been on that damn thing for a year. And you're very hard on the nervous system. I would like to be productive.
Now, what do you mean by that? Hard on the nervous system?
Oh, you get all jittered up.